take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. To the phones and the fun, let's talk to Hollis in Missouri. Hollis, you're on Free Talk Live. Hollis, going once?
I'd just like to say that I completely agree with Gene, and I'm also a Christian free marketeer.
Excellent, sir.
Anyway, I wanted to talk about nuclear weapons. And
okay.
I believe that people can own any sort of weapon, like no limits. And I just wondered how the free market would deal with nuclear weapons. Like,
I don't know.
If
somebody
would. I'm not sure. I wondered if somebody went rogue with a nuclear weapon. Like, that would be hard to stop.
Be hard to stop them from going rogue right now if they're calling themselves the U.S. government or some other government of the world.
Yeah, I guess so. I
nuclear
don't know.
Weapons are already in the hands of some very dangerous people around the world.
Well, I'll let you. I've got something to say too. Once you're done with him, Ian.
Yeah, I think it's certainly the fear that this is kind of like the ultimate question that people will ask when you hear a liberty-minded person say they're for total gun freedom. Inevitably, someone will say, "Well, what about bazookas? What about bombs? What about nuclear weapons?" And you know, it makes you think to yourself, "Well, maybe we do need a government around to stop people from getting their hands on nuclear devices." But the fact is, people that want to create nuclear devices, if they've got the resources, terrorist organizations, for instance, they can likely get their hands on them. It's just that you have to count on, I think, people's knack for self-preservation in order to understand why those things don't happen today. Why doesn't the president drop a nuclear weapon on Iran or something like that? Not to say it couldn't happen. It certainly has happened in the past. In fact, it was the U.S. government. I think the U.S. government's the only government of the world that has actually used dropped a nuclear device of some sort on a population. And they certainly tested it on their own people, which is absolutely despicable. So, I mean, there's already been some serious damage done at the hands of the government. I just don't know how easy it is to put together a nuclear device, but from what I understand, it can be done with people with, you know, you've got the know-how and the connections. So I don't know how effective governments are really at stopping that sort of thing. I just think that most people don't want to drop nuclear weapons on others. Otherwise, it'd be happening. Plus, they also understand that if they drop a nuke, then someone's going to drop a nuke back on them, and then it's all over and done with, and you don't get to live your plush life as a politician or some elite anymore. You don't get to live your life at all if you start a nuclear conflict. So there's no easy answer to that particular question, unless Mark has one, which you're welcome to chime in here.
My easy answer to that would be owning a nuclear weapon is a crime. The reason it's a crime is because, as opposed to a gun, I can shoot one person with a gun who is threatening me or my family or initiating force against me or my family. However, with a nuclear weapon, all I can do is blow up a huge area of geography, killing whoever's in that area of geography. So one weapon can be used as a defense, whereas one can only be used in offense.
So would you say that any bomb is a crime?
What are you going to do with a bomb?
I don't know. Some people like to blow stuff up.
No, I don't think that any bomb is.
So there has to be a certain blast radius for it to be
a certain size.
Who will decide that?
Well, who do you think?
I don't know.
A small, limited form of government.
I see.
Well, how about a lynch mob?
So what do you think, Hollis?
Well, I guess you could argue the fact that, I mean, if everybody had a nuclear bomb, then no one would want to really try to fire one.
Well, everyone's not going to have a nuclear bomb because not everyone wants a nuclear bomb. Only certain people, government people, typically want them, and the people that are trying to destroy, you know, like the terrorist organizations, they might want to get their hands on them. But then again, you know, we go back to the question of, well, if the U.S. government wasn't going around the world bombing people with non-nuclear weapons and killing innocent folk and occupying other people's countries, would anyone be interested in initiating force against the United States?
Well, it's not like the U.S. government has a monopoly on, force or anything like that. Every government would want to do that. And the simple fact that we got freedom here in the United States doesn't mean freedom comes around the world. It certainly won't.
No, but my question was, if the U.S. government stops invading other people's countries,
then someone else will.
Well, okay, then they would be targeted by the nuclear strike. My question is, though, if the U.S. government stops doing it, then how motivated will people around the world be to bring violence against the people of America? I wouldn't think they'd be as motivated in that case.
I don't.
They wouldn't be threatening them.
I don't think that they would be as motivated to attack us. No.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
Hollis?
Yeah, well, and also, I mean, not everybody, I mean, most people wouldn't want to kill a large amount of people either, so.
Right, that's why we're all still here for the most part. Thanks for the call tonight.
Right.
I appreciate it.
And I want to make a point that you asked, well, who's going to decide? Now, you have this vision of a world with no government where everyone has voluntary interactions. Would it be okay and acceptable for somebody in your world to walk around using a weapon in an aggressive manner in that world?
Certainly not.
Right. It's okay to have a gun on your hip. It's not okay to pull that gun out and point it at someone, right?
No, it's not okay.
Okay. So a nuclear weapon is essentially pointing a gun at people. Being in the, you having a nuclear weapon in somewhere, depending on how big it is, how many, megatons or whatever the bomb is, mm-hmm. having it in the vicinity of me is pointing a gun at me.
Right.
And that's, so who would control in your world the aggressive use of a weapon?
Well, if somebody was pointing a gun at another person, then they would be, they'd be giving up their liberties, and at that point would be subject to being taken out.
Having a nuclear weapon would subject you to being taken out.
Yeah, it might very well. I mean, you'd have to find out about it. I think that's the trickiest part about what you're talking about, Mark. The idea there would be that the individual who had the nuclear weapon would somehow have to advertise that in order for you to come across that information.
The fact is, right now, in your neighborhood, someone could have a nuclear weapon.
It's true.
Unlikely. Very unlikely. I mean,
they could just have a bomb.
Right? They could. They could have a very large one.
It could be in their garage.
A lot easier to get. You can get dynamite in places in the United States right now.
Yeah.
You could build a rather large bomb in your basement if you so chose and blow up several people's houses around your block. The guy next door could have a bomb in his house and you wouldn't know. Now, once everyone finds out he has a bomb, it's a big deal. But until they find out, it's not a big deal.
It's true. So how do you propose to deal with that?
You can't.
Shouldn't we have house-to-house searches to make sure that no one has bombs?
No.
No, of course not, because it would violate property rights. And so I agree with you, Mark. If somebody found out that there was a guy down the street with a nuclear weapon that he was building in his garage, I think that there would be people in that society that would have a keen interest in putting a stop to that. How would they go about doing it? I don't know. Let's let the market decide that. Maybe they would surveil him for a time to ensure that it was true that he was indeed building a nuclear weapon. And then they'd have to make a move, and hopefully they'd be right. And if they were right and they were able to confiscate the parts or to somehow imprison that guy for a time, then they'd have to take that case to probably some sort of arbitration to prove it, to prove that they were right about that. But I imagine that that people in society would want to see someone like that punished. It'll be interesting to see how the market would handle that. 800-259-9231. The fact is, right now, there are dangerous people with nuclear weapons, and they have no accountability whatsoever for using them. They're called governments, and that should be what we should concern ourselves with, is handling those folks and dealing with them. They are the people down the street with the nuclear weapons, and we know they have them, but yet we know we can't do anything about it. So I would be very concerned about what they might do. Let's go to Will in Hawaii on the AMP line. Hello, Will.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Today will be the last time I'm calling as Will in Hawaii.
Oh, wow. What are you planning on doing now?
Tomorrow, I'm going to be flying with my wife, Brooke, to Seattle to get ready to walk across the country as part of the Walk for Liberty.
It's an amazing project. You had called in once before to tell us about it. There's a website, right?
Yeah, walkforliberty.com.
And your plan is to go from, is it California to New Hampshire?
From Oregon.
Oh, okay.
From Oregon to New Hampshire, yeah.
Oregon to New Hampshire. Give us the latest on that here in a moment. Hang on, 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. We'll talk about procrastination, hopefully, and take your calls as well. We've got Mark, Jeremy, and Ben all on the line. And you can bring up whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
Does your family think your beliefs are crazy? Do you experience a nagging sense of worry that the world is becoming less free? Do you feel withdrawn or politically alienated from liberal and conservative friends? You are not alone. Statism hurts. IHS Summer Seminars can help. Visit libertarianseminars.com for more information on a happier future. This summer, the Institute for Humane Studies will be holding 14 seminars on liberty and libertarian thought at locations across the country. If you're a college student or recent graduate and interested in thoughtful discussion and challenging lectures, we want you to attend. Find out more at libertarianseminars.com. The deadline to apply is April 6th.
Available seminars include Liberty and Society and the Tradition of Liberty, Advanced Studies. Register online now at libertarianseminars.com.
America needs Ron Paul. He needs your support. The time is now. As long as he has your support, he will continue to fight until the very end. We know that many people would like to show their support, but want to do it on a larger scale. RonPaulFlags.com produces the most beautiful flags dedicated to electing the only man fit to be president. Standard flags are 3 feet by 5 feet, and custom flags can be as large as 30 feet by 50 feet. Our most popular flags are Ron Paul, President in 08, and Ron Paul Revolution. These flags work perfectly mounted on homes, RVs, at barbecues, outdoor rallies, picnics, NASCAR races, and meetup groups. Flags start at $43.07, and if you purchase 2 or more, you will receive a 16% discount. Go to RonPaulFlags.com or call 731-664-1526. That's 731-664-1526. Do something. Stand up for the only man worthy of restoring our country to how our forefathers envisioned. Fly a Ron Paul flag today.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural wound care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores, also called bed sores. The Healing Formula was developed by a home caregiver with over 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including organic aloe vera gel and 35% hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, decreasing pain, while promoting healing. The Healing Formula has also proved effective in other areas, such as abrasions, cuts, burns, and rashes. There are over 6,000 peer-published documents on the ingredients in this healing bed sore formula, with not one adverse reaction reported when used properly. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee. If you are not completely satisfied, we offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, nurses, and anyone with a non-healing wound. Please visit our website at healingformula.com or call 800-357-2944. That's 800-357-2944.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up what is on your mind via the toll free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line, and it's in here with you.
And Mark, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those, including the wiki. You can get interactive there, create anything, pretty much anything you want. It's like the listener editable version of our website. Go to wiki.freetalklive.com. It's free. That's wiki.freetalklive.com.
Is another fad diet the answer to losing those extra pounds? Is working out and eating right no longer working to help you lose weight? If you can relate to that, then go read the story of a doctor who lost 37 pounds in 1 month and has kept it off. See the actual before and after pictures and read his story at notfatanymore.com. Want to get off the fad diet roller coaster and forever, then check out notfatanymore.com.
We go to Will in Hawaii on the amp line. Will, who is going to be the primary participant in the Walk for Liberty, but you'll also be joined by your wife and I believe your brother at certain points on your trek across the country from Oregon to New Hampshire, which you are preparing to embark upon. Is that correct?
Yep, that's right. We've been my brother is already on the mainland now. He's in Indiana, just tying up some loose ends there before the walk. And Brooke and I have been getting ready to move here, just getting all our stuff packed up and everything. And
you say all your stuff, and that's because you're literally going to be arriving in New Hampshire and staying there. You're walking across America and you're staying there. You're walking, you say, walkforliberty.com, right?
Yep, that's exactly it.
So you're a Free State Project member, and this is going to be your move to New Hampshire, essentially.
Yeah, walking to move to New Hampshire.
Pretty awesome and really dedicated and just an amazing idea. And, of course, we're appreciating that you called in to share it with us. So when is this going to start? It's sometime this month?
Yeah, I'm planning to start walking from Seaside, Oregon on April 12th and probably get to Portland around, you know, the next weekend. So it'll probably take about a week to get to Portland, probably about 10 miles a day at first. I'm hoping, at least.
Have you contacted any media yet besides Free Talk Live? Have you contacted any Oregon media to announce your intentions?
Well, yeah, I'm hoping that we can arrange some to cover by the time we get to Portland. And so far, not too much. I mean, we actually met with a reporter from the Brigham Young University College here, mm-hmm. who interviewed with us. But that's it so far.
Cool,
but,
and all that stuff is you're going to be posting any media you can get your hands on, right, on your website, walkforliberty.com. And do you not also have a YouTube channel?
Yeah, it's also Walk for Liberty.
Fantastic.
Walk for Liberty on YouTube.
Excellent. Well, best of luck, and keep us in the loop, and enjoy your last few days in Hawaii.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks, all Will. Right. 800-259-9231. That's dedication.
Yeah, you know, so many people find it difficult to move from their, you know, their warmer climate to New Hampshire. That guy's moving from Hawaii. He lives in paradise. He's walking on foot from Oregon to New Hampshire.
Hawaii's also very socialist, so I can understand why someone would want to leave.
That's because the socialists take over all the beautiful places. That's just the way that goes.
Seems to be how it is. Let's continue with your phone calls and talk to Jeremy in Montana, listening on KGEZ. Hello, Jeremy.
Hey, guys. Good to talk to you again.
What's on your mind tonight, sir?
Oh, well, I just wanted to give you an update. I was going to say something good about the county that I live in. I mean, after the way I thought we got over everything in court, you know, I pled no contest just so I could move along because I'm trying to move.
Is this is this the case where they broke into your house while you were inside and your door, well, I guess they didn't break in, your door was open and they just came in and arrested you?
Yes, and I went in and pled no contest, and since I had filed, I think it's because I filed a complaint with the sheriff, they didn't fine me or give me no jail time or nothing.
Really?
On that. But I did get a fine on the other one, but it's worth it just to pay it off. Remember last night, that guy was, you was
telling him. Yeah, just to get him off your butt. So you want to get out of the area, huh?
Yeah, well, not the whole area. I just don't want to live in this miniature tri-city cesspool.
Well, that's what you got to do, man. It'll feel better to just get him off your back. I mean, you don't have any backup. You don't have anybody else to stand with you if you were to refuse to pay their fines or anything like that. So if you're all on your own like that, then it seems to be the sensible thing to do. Good luck, Jeremy, and thank you for the call. Let's continue to talk to Rod in Michigan City. Rod, you're on Free Talk Live, listening on WIMS.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Oh, I was just listening to the program tonight. I got some bad news for you guys.
Okay.
It's already a violation of U.S. code for anyone that will build a nuclear weapon or own any type of components that you can build a nuclear weapon with.
You mean except for the government people, right?
Pardon?
It's illegal for any of us regular folk, but not illegal for the government people?
I know. I'm afraid that the United States government is kind of exempt from doing those things.
Yeah. It's funny how they pass those laws, you know, here in a free nation, they pass laws, you know, against the citizens, but they can do whatever they want.
Right. Now,
let's face the hard facts, though, that you know, though I'm not for every regulation that the government pumps out, you know, owning nuclear weapons is not one of the ones that I would support not having some type of regulation on.
Why should they be allowed, though? I mean, I'm with you on that. People shouldn't be able to have nuclear weapons. I'm with you there. But why should the government people be able to? I mean, aren't they just regular folk, too? Why are they more trustworthy than anyone else?
Well, I'm not going to debate that argument since we've been kind of losing or misplacing nuclear weapons lately. But that's not the point. The point is that the weapons and systems need to be reduced for much further, further than we're doing it now under the Lugar Amendment. But the fact is that anyone who thinks that they can get away with building a nuclear weapon and putting it in their garage, it's not something you're going to be able to sneak away with in this country. Not today.
Well, probably not. I don't know. I wouldn't know if I would be so sure of myself on that one. I mean, I'm sure the parts are pretty hard to get a hold of, but I don't think it'd be impossible. I mean, as you said, the government themselves has been losing nuclear weapons. I mean, I haven't seen the story on that, but I'll take your word for it. So if you've got people on the inside of government that have special access to certain things, and they're willing to take a certain amount of money in order to give other people that aren't supposed to have access to those things, then it could very easily result in things going out the back door, falling off the back of a truck, and ending up in the wrong hands. Of course, I would argue that a nuclear weapon in anyone's hands is a bad idea, but if they're there now in the hands of the government, who's to say that the government people won't just sell them off to...
I agree. We're having a slight problem. The Air Force a few months ago kind of misplaced ACM-129s. You know, which is not a good thing to do, and then end up on a tarmac in Texas, on an Air Force base in Texas, unsecured for 10 hours.
Wow.
We are having our problems. Lately, I think we've kind of accidentally shipped some nuclear components to Taiwan by accident instead of helicopter parts. We are having our problems. There's no doubt about it.
Rod, thank you for the call tonight. We appreciate you dialing in here. 800-259-9231. So yeah,
I don't. You know, neither one of us has advocated that that people be able to own nuclear weapons. No, I mean, you know, that's definitely not what we think. I think that the owning of a nuclear weapon is a threat against your neighbor.
Which means we're constantly being threatened by the U.S. government. I mean, they've been known to... there was a story recently about them dropping a bomb on somebody's house.
Unfortunately, you know, the United States government is the only organization ever to use one of these things.
It wasn't a live bomb, but it was like a test bomb. They didn't mean to drop it, but they did. What if it was live? More on the way. Free Talk Live.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM-FM shortwave radio. For a limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT-160S AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 to order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT-160S AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured your debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Fact. Rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution. Detoxification integrated with Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with the Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life. For mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being. Order your Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871, 888-212-8871.
You can trace every disease, every illness, and every ailment to mineral deficiency. That is a quote from 2-time Nobel Prize winner Linus Pauling. Because fruits and vegetables in their raw form are better absorbed, retained, and utilized than if heated, the Champion Juicer is the best way to get your nutrients your body craves. The Champion Juicer chews the fibers and breaks up the cells of vegetables and fruits. This gives you more fiber, enzymes, vitamins, and trace minerals. Juicing a combination of raw fruits and vegetables is documented to not only treat minor illness, but also is shown to reverse once thought incurable life-threatening diseases. Juicing with the Champion Juicer also promotes fast, healthy weight loss and pure body cleansing. Put the Champion Juicer to work for you and your family. Get creative with your juicer and add a grain mill attachment to make your own healthy, fresh flour. The Champion Juicer also makes great nut butters and frozen sorbets. The world's finest juicer, it's Champion Juicer. Ask for it at your favorite health food store online today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Toll-free number for you is 800-259-9231. The Segal CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, including live streams. We've got a broadband version of the show and a dial-up version. Both are free for you at freetalklive.com. By the way, the cam is down tonight. We are being reminded of that, and that does not appear to be our fault.
Yeah, our listeners are reminding us pretty effectively.
Yeah. Sorry about that. Your audio only tonight, those of you who are on the internet world. We are looking into other options for the cam, as we've been having trouble with our current cam provider. But as I said last night on our internet show, what do you want for free, right? We're not paying these guys, so see if we can find a better option, but that will take a little time, so do be patient. SACL CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really 3 companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful, they record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy, so your business is handled as efficiently as possible. See their banner at freetalklive.com. That's SACL CAI. We continue with your phone calls and talk to Ben in Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Ben.
Hello. I'd like to talk about, one, how nuclear weapons could be used in a defensive manner.
Let's hear that.
And how nuclear weapons could be regulated in a free market situation.
By all means, sir.
Well, not all nuclear weapons are necessarily the kind that, like, the fat man who was dropped on Nagasaki. Have you heard of the Davy Crockett nuclear weapon?
No, I have not, no.
Well, it's actually a small battle nuclear weapon fired from a tripod, and it only has a blast radius of about 500 yards. So, if the Parise project someday succeeds beyond our wildest dreams, and we're threatened on getting invaded by the U.S., we could set up these things along the border and to defend against an invasion, and it would only do a minimum of damage to to the surrounding territory.
Well, as you said before, or as Mark said before, I guess it depends on the blast radius, how scared people get, and how it's being stored and all that. If somebody's got a nuclear
500
weapon,
yards is a big blast radius, but, you know, certainly there's larger.
If someone was storing a bomb like that in a safe location, then I don't see what the objection would be, right? Would you object to that, Mark, if someone was a tinkerer and they had they liked bombs so much that they wanted to play with this kind of crap, and they had a huge piece of plot of land
or something?
It's
really
like
an issue of progression, because you can find a ballistic bomb, I don't know what they call them, just a bomb that goes bang.
A frag grenade?
Yeah. Well, no, a really big bomb, like a 1,000-pound bomb. And if they make 1,000-pound ones, they must make 2,000-pound ones,
mm-hmm.
right?
Okay.
So you could probably find a regular weapon that could make this kind of blast radius or something close to it. I'm sure you could, you know, find something that would make something close to it or bigger. So now you're talking about, well, one just has the name nuclear on it.
It sounds scarier with the word nuclear.
It does.
Doesn't it?
It does.
Any other thoughts, Ben?
Well, in a free market situation, what I said before, ordinary people probably wouldn't have those kind of weapons. They would probably be limited to the private defense agencies that were, defending the ANCAP society, in New Hampshire, in the theory.
Probably true, in which case they would have to show, as many companies have to show how safe their product is, they would probably have to show their potential customers that they were handling that sort of ordinance in a very safe fashion.
I mean, if my neighbor Rick was tinkering with nuclear weapons in his basement, probably what would happen was his private defense company would either force him to give up his nuclear weapons or to they would just stop protecting him, and after which case that would happen. Probably all the neighbors would just converge on his house with guns, and they would probably just take him out and eliminate the threat themselves.
Yeah, I don't know if the insurance company would be too pleased with that either.
Yeah, I would see very likely that, in one of these, situations in this no-government world where, one got to choose one's government through basically insurance companies, that likely no insurance company would say that it was okay to have a nuclear weapon. And, people would consider it a very bad thing if you did have one. So, it would essentially be something that's taboo. Right now it's taboo, then it would be taboo.
It would continue to be taboo. Exactly right, Ben. Thank you for the call tonight, sir. 800-259-9231. Let me jump back into this email here. Jeff wrote in. He is a self-styled progressive, which is a code word these days for socialist. And he's talking about how upset he is about this banking situation, where he believes that gullible Americans were duped into purchasing loans that were too expensive for them. They didn't realize what they were getting.
If they were in fact duped, then we have laws against fraud, and we can prosecute the banks for it. We don't need any new intervention from the government.
Interesting point. Nonetheless, he's very, very upset about it, and he says that we've been talking about it. We left-wingers, he categorizes himself that way, we left-wingers have been talking about this since 2003. He says that you would do your fellow citizens a much more of a service if you point out these things rather than blame the victim and praise your God, the free market. Free trade is great.
What's his God, though? The government. These wise guys out there that can solve all your problems, that know all the solutions to how to fix your life. Well, they don't. These same wise guys are the sort of wise guys that would be in charge now, and they don't know how to fix the problems. And when there's a mistake made, they put these big restrictive rules on that affect people negatively at the same time that they may very well may have some positive effects. I'm not saying that there's not positive effects here. I'm just saying that there's negative ones, and you've got no stinking right. Was it Justin?
Jeffrey. The free marketplace is not what we have today, Jeffrey, also. I mean, I love the concept of the free market, but don't confuse what we have today, this mixed economy, this regulated marketplace, with a true free market. We don't have a free market in banking. We don't have a free market.
The banks are an extension of the Federal Reserve, which is essentially a monopoly in banking
by the government
in the United States. We don't have anything like a free market in banking in the United States.
Right. So he claims,
terribly sorry, sir.
His claim here is that free trade is great, but it's not great when corporations get greedy. Well, number one, corporations were created by the government. Gene, the Christian anarchist, was on the line earlier talking about how if you create it, then you have dominion over it.
Right. This is the same government that he expects to come to his rescue and the rescue of these poor boobs, these dopes that signed these adjustable rate mortgages. That same government is going to save these people? The government that created the corporations that are now preying on them? No, it's not. What you're doing is you're creating a weapon that is far larger in the form of the government. You're creating a weapon that is far larger than you can ever control, and men with fewer morals than yourself, Jeffrey, are going to pick that weapon up, and they're going to use it against you and use it against me, and I would thank you very much to not create that weapon, Jeffrey. Keep your fingers out of my life, you stinking socialist.
Well, now, I think he would agree with you, at least to the extent, Mark, that the government people today will not solve this problem, but he just believes you can change the actors.
He imagines that angels are going to descend from heaven, and suddenly, if the Democrats get in charge, the Democrats that he wants in charge, those particular people, that somehow the government will be better, and it won't. Men who desire power, men who are willing to lie, cheat, steal, and kill will always be the ones who are in charge because they're willing to do what it takes to get that power, Jeffrey. The rest of us just want to live free. Yes, there's a good way out there to us, to administer this. But in the process, you're going to hurt people, and you're going to create this weapon called government that men with lower morals than yourself are going to use to get what they want.
He spends a paragraph outing certain Republicans as being the cause of all of this problem.
Right, right. It's the Republicans. Of course it is.
And then he says, I suspect you'll refuse to see this and explain it away, but the bottom line is it was the banks that misbehaved. They aggressively advertised and sold people loans that they could pay, and then they pulled the old bait and switch, something that would be illegal for you and me if we opened a storefront bank, which, by the way, we can't do because of government regulation.
You can open a storefront bank, sure. It's going to take some work.
Open a non-FDIC insured bank?
No.
Then I'm sorry.
You might be able to
open your own bank.
A warehouse bank or something like that.
They've gone after people that have done that. Anyway, he says something that would be called loan sharking for you and me if we raised interest rates. Look, I don't know. I don't know what bait and switch he's talking about here, but if you're told it's going to be an adjustable rate mortgage and the rate changes, where's the bait and switch?
No bait, no switch. It's just people that don't want to take responsibility for their own actions.
Isn't he saying that people are... I mean, isn't he insulting people here and saying that you are so stupid... You Americans are so stupid, you can't make your own decisions for yourself. Just let us government people do it.
That's exactly what he's saying.
1-800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
The cynic says, I started losing my hair and there was nothing I could do. I wore a baseball cap because I was self-conscious. The believer says, I started using Avacor 2 months ago, and already I'm regrowing my own hair. My bald spot is going. No caps for me. Are you a cynic? Avacor's formula is FDA approved to regrow your own hair in as little as 2 months. Avacor's topical formula contains the only ingredient approved by the FDA to regrow hair without risk of sexual side effect. Call right now and ask about getting a free month supply of Avacor and receive Boost just for trying Avacor. Boost can make your hair visibly thicker with its first application. Call 1-800-451-8920. That's 1-800-451-8920. This is a limited time offer, so call now. Call 1-800-451-8920. 1-800-451-8920. Or log on to AvacorRadio.com.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing that the major oil companies have run, yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the United States was so strong that they are allowing my listeners to buy one at their regular price of $9.95 and get another one free of charge. If you are not completely delighted with the savings, SFR will refund the purchase price and shipping. Share in the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-USE-SFR-1 today.
Hi, neighbor. We all know that knowledge is power. We've tried to give you knowledge to help you prepare for rough times. There's the worldwide famine and our country's dependence on often dangerous food imports. You know about genetically poisoned food. Two-thirds of the food is disappearing with the bees, along with huge crop failures from all-time record water shortages. You know they're turning food into fuel with corn ethanol plants. If we do not control our food, food will be used to control us. Food control has been the plan historically in every enslaved population and is the plan for America. The only value of the knowledge you have to take control of your food is if you choose to get a supply while you still have the freedom to choose. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. Bring up anything toll-free. 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. All right, Mark. Coming up, we'll talk about procrastination. I'm going to put that off for a moment. But first, you've got a story about the Secret Service. If you'll get that ready, we want to talk about that. But before we do that, we'll do something out of Tampa here. Patricia... This is a tough one. Patricia Elalem said she couldn't believe her daughter's kneecap dislocated at what first after what first seemed like a minor injury. Even more troubling to Elalem is what might have caused the injury to worsen. She says that a nurse at Walker Middle School in Odessa took away 13-year-old Amber's crutches last month, forcing the girl to walk in pain. Now, why in the world would something like that happen?
I can't imagine.
You send your little girl to school with a pair of crutches because she hurt herself, and the school nurse takes them away. Would seem to be counterintuitive. Would seem to be the school nurse should be doing the opposite of that, that the school nurse should be seeing
helping
that she could help with the situation. But Patricia said the nurse told her she had to remove the crutches because of a school policy prohibiting them without a doctor's note. And that the intent is to prevent other students from being injured.
So you have to be wealthy enough to send your kid to the doctor and take time off work that it takes to do that and all that other stuff. You can't just diagnose a hurt leg that needs crutches yourself.
Yeah, that's right.
So much for freedom, so much for personal responsibility, so much for self-actualization. The public school system doesn't want that. They want to stop that as much as possible.
That's right. They want to control you.
You don't have authority to do it on your own, citizen. You need a note from a real authority figure, somebody who knows better than you, because you're a stinking idiot.
Yeah.
That's what the public school system tells you and tells your kids every single day.
And now this young lady is having to, if it was bad enough, she'd have to crawl. I mean, apparently it's not so bad to where she can't
walk. It won't be that bad
on.
Because the parent will just keep her home.
I would hope so. Anyway, the mom says she was floored. She says you don't take medically prescribed treatment away from a child. She's filed a notice of intent to sue the Hillsborough County School District, and the notice is required for legal action against a governmental entity and gives the school district a full 180 days to respond. her attorney, said he didn't know what damages he would seek yet because Amber's still recovering from surgery to repair her knee. He says, I'm hoping at her age that she'll be able to recover. If Amber walking without the crutches has caused long-term damage, he said he'll pursue a claim that the school nurse violated the girl's civil rights. Sounds to me like she's still there. Sounds to me like she hasn't taken her out of the school. School district spokesman, maybe that's because she's afraid that if she takes her kid out of the school, they'll arrest her for it. I've got a story from a from one of our emailers that her parents were threatened with just that. We can get to that here in a moment. But school district spokes bureaucrat said the district's Office of Professional Standards is investigating the complaint filed about the practical nurse. The school and the parent have two different stories, the bureaucrat said, noting she couldn't elaborate because of the pending litigation. There's no district policy requiring a doctor's note for crutches, but the district supervisor of school health has issued an email to principals stating students must produce a doctor's note to use crutches or a wheelchair. They say we ask for a doctor's prescription or note, but there's nothing that says she has to take away the crutches.
Well, it's probably because you know they're concerned with students trying to sneak bombs or guns in, and these wheelchairs and crutches are difficult to shake down and inspect.
I don't know if that's it. They claim that...
Then why in the world would they care whether a student had crutches or not?
Maybe they don't want them swinging the crutches at another student and attacking them with it?
Well, so it's still an issue of weaponry.
Okay, yeah. It does say here that the reason they were taken was because... Yeah, something about student safety. So, for some reason, it's unsafe to have a pair of crutches if you're not actually injured.
They probably give them the really bendy plastic forks in the at the dining hall, too.
Amber, by the way, is an avid athlete who participates in basketball, track, and soccer. She had orthopedic surgery to repair her knee in the middle of March after walking without the crutches and now carries a doctor's note at all times about using the crutches. So she actually had to get some work done after the fact that she had walked without the crutches. The girl initially had hurt her knee back in February. She was diagnosed with a strained ligament, and the teenager's knee was placed in a brace called an immobilizer, and she received crutches with instructions to not put weight on the knee. This is why we're giving you these crutches. On February 6th, when Amber returned to school, she phoned the school nurse phoned the mother asking for a doctor's note. Mom said she didn't know the note was required, but phoned the hospital to have the doctor fax a note to the school. But guess what? The school fax machine wasn't working. So McPhee never received the note. And that morning, she took away Amber's crutches. She didn't give her access to the elevator, so Amber was forced
to
walk.
I'm really glad that the school bureaucrats are saving us from the roving bands of crutches and wheelchair gangs that are out there.
Zero tolerance, Mark.
Yeah.
Zero tolerance. Get this one. This is even worse. Amber was forced to walk up and down the stairs because the school would not give her access to the elevator until about 1:30 when she could no longer take the pain. She said her mother said that her daughter called saying, I can't walk, come and get me. On the way home, she said, you know, my nurse took my crutches this morning and made me walk all day. I got home, took her immobilizer off, and her kneecap was on the side of her leg.
God.
Amber tried physical therapy for a few days but needed knee surgery, said her mother. She had a reaction to the pain medication and was admitted to the hospital for 3 days. She's now taking medication and watching her diet because she's developed symptoms of an ulcer, said her mother.
Mm.
Some sick stuff, man. She says,
these people are out of control.
It's madness.
They are not held responsible for their actions. If you did this at a private school, oh my God, the lawsuits
would be hell to pay.
Sue.
Yep.
But these people, you know, not just the private school, but the idiot individual who did it, the freaking moron out there that did it, the nurse would be held responsible. The principal who upheld her decision. All of these people would be held responsible personally, joint and severally, as they should.
But they can't be right now because they're government.
Because they're government employees. They have sovereign immunity. These people are in fact, your legal betters.
She can sue the school board. She can sue the
school
bureaucracy.
District.
Right.
She can sue the town, but she can't sue the idiot who did this crap.
1-800-259-9231. We go to your phone calls. Dave, listening in KGEZ land. Hello, Dave. Dave?
Hello?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you. Go ahead.
All right. I didn't hear the connection thing, usually.
Here you are.
But,
hold on just one second, Dave.
Hey, This is the problem within the Church of Insurance. If you peel the onion back far enough, you'll find out that it's the policy of the insurance policy they got, that these crutches got to be approved by a priest within the Church of Insurance, which is the doctor, because you can't approach the altar of medicine.
They're not saying it was an insurance
through
thing,
the
Dave,
Church of Insurance. These guys think they run. If you look at our laws, they're derived out of the Church of Insurance, because that's what everything is run on. That you need the policy.
So, are you suggesting that the school is being required by their insurance company to do this? I don't believe that's the case, Dave.
I'm sure that's why the nurse took the crutches away, because she didn't have permission from a doctor to be carrying them weapons around. Some kid might trip over it and sue the school because the kid had crutches, and it's all because of insurance policy. And then they make law of it. Why do you think we're wearing seatbelts? Why do you think they're attacking cigarettes? Why do you think they're doing a lot of stuff with the money things going on, with all these, you know, helping out insurance companies?
Well, it's going to hurt the insurance company in this case, because I'm sure the insurance company will be held, because of their policy, will be held liable in some way.
And the lawyers love it, because they could sue one another and tie everything up into court for 6 years and everything, and then whoever has more money wins, usually, you know, so you have to buy your justice. You know, so
this family might actually end up winning in the long run, because the case is just so awful.
Of course, they got to, taking crutches away from a kid, unless the insurance company really runs that town. It depends on how much of a grab the corruption goes in with the good old boys, you know, and the bank guys. So
that's what's going on with our
economy right now.
Dave, thanks for the call tonight. We appreciate it. I can't agree with him that this is an insurance problem at all. They don't mention that as their excuse, and they could very easily pawn it off and say, well, we can't get our insurance policy if we allow this to happen.
If it is an insurance policy, it's a dumb one, because the insurance company is going to end up paying on this instance.
I don't believe that
is. I don't see it's a real problem. I don't think gang members bring crutches to wreak havoc.
This is consistent with the rest of the school's policies, and that is that you need a note to have aspirin. You need a note to bring in prescription narcotics. And so they have this general policy, and it's just a control thing. This is bureaucrats trying to control the lives of your children. More on the way. You can take control. Hour 3 is coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Have you made one of those New Year's resolutions to lose weight? Are those extra pounds weighing you down and making you feel fat? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local station and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
On some